Lillian Williams, 7251. Today is 7/11/2024. 73-year-old woman from Houston, lives with her son, has four children, two boys, two girls. She's divorced, been married 5 times. She does smoke, she does drink. She's considered disabled, has not worked for some time. She's been evaluated for end-of-life care today, period. In the paragraph, she suffers from renal insufficiency, has one dead kidney, bipolar disorder, confusion, hypertension, period. Medication, leave the list till I get it. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. Family history, doesn't know what mom and dad died of, probably old age. Review of system, just had knee replacement, no hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure, convulsion, obesity, chronic pain, low back pain, spinal stenosis, lower extremity swelling, off and on, shortness of breath with activity. An exam, 150 over 90, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, or 2 sats, 88%. On room air, heart, positive, home positive, 2 lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, mixture, JVDs, knee shows, no rash around, mucosa with damage, neurological, non-focal. Patient does have dressing in place on the left knee. Number 1, left knee replacement. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, renal insufficiency. Number 4, bipolar disorder. Number 5, low back pain. Next, spinal stenosis. Next, mild dementia. Thank you.